Might have been a dresser in there. I believe it was. It wasn't furnished lavishly. It was very sparsely furnished. And, of course, there were two beds in that next room and a dresser.
Did you have anything? Where did you keep your clothes? Did you have was there a built-in closet or?
No, where did we keep our clothes?
Hanging behind the door.
I guess we did.
Did you ever see one of these really very large pieces of furniture?
Yes,
What did you call those?
Chiffonier. Now some of them were called chiffoniers.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have one of those.
Did you ever call it a wardrobe? Or is that
yes,
a different thing?
Yes, we've called it a wardrobe too.
The wardrobe, I understand, might be really quite high, 6-8 feet high.
I remember where we kept our clothes, that little side room back yonder. My dad, I remember now, it's all coming back to me. He had stretched up a pole across one end of that, and we kept our clothes hanging on hangers on that.
I see.
And then there was a curtain across in front of that.
And in the parlor, what did you have there?
We had a piano over in one corner and a little square table sitting out in the middle with a lamp on it. And I guess some chairs.
Did you have anything like this?
No.
What would people call it?
Later years we had one. It was made out of leather. It was called a davenette.
Davenette.
Uh-huh. It opened out and made a bed. I believe we did have that in the parlor.
Did people ever use the word sofa very much?
Not
Davenport
then.
Or,
not Davenport.
Mm-hmm.
We used that.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't hear the word sofa until years later.
And did you ever have any made of horsehair or know about them?
I knew about them. We didn't have one. Mm-hmm. I think they were too expensive for us because... I think they belonged to the rich people back then.
I see. I can't imagine why. They're
I don't know either.
They're comfortable.
I know.
And the bureau, you say, did you say bureau or a dresser?
Dresser.
Dresser.
Mm-hmm.
And the chiffonier, did it have a mirror or...
I don't think we owned one of those then.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one in here now. It's got a mirror on it, and it's real old. It belonged to my aunt about the same time.
In other words, it's drawers plus a mirror.
Uh-huh.
Drawer on one side and the door on the other.
Uh-huh. And what was the parlor used for mostly?
We practiced our piano lessons in there. We didn't use it much at all.
Is that right?
I mean, it was just kind of just for company.
Mm-hmm. I asked one man what the parlor was used for, and he says, "Well, Sparkins, the only place there was to go."
Yes. That's right.
And other people tell me that they never used theirs unless the preacher came.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty special,
place. And you see that was a room kind of off across the hall, away from the rest of the house, and it just wasn't used much.
Mm-hmm. This is a chimney?
No, the chimney is down here in this sitting room. We didn't have a chimney in the parlor.
See, there was no way to heat the parlor.
Oh, it had a flue. We had a little stove there in the wintertime, a little wood-burning stove. Had a flue that went up through the top of the house.
I see. Mm-hmm.
But the fireplace and chimney was in the sitting room and in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. And how about the bedrooms? Would you tell me how the beds were made, what you used on beds?
We had a feather bed. It had a straw mattress and feather beds.
Mm-hmm.